good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, if any of you intend to get even with me for doing this, remember, my vicious wolf is right down here. Now, I became a member of this church on November the 15th, 2009, and I had attended service here for a year before that. Now, the reason I am up here today is one of my many retirement jobs was delivering motorhomes from the factories to the dealers around the country. That allowed me to contact friends and family members that I hadn't seen for sometimes more than 50 years, because I'm older than dirt. But whenever I would go through Atlanta, I would visit a friend, and she had two therapy dogs. And I thought, what a great thing that is to do. So I decided when I finished with that job, I would get involved with therapy dogs. I lived on the Alabama Gulf Coast at the time. Well, St. Louis, where I grew up, was an ideal spot for delivering the motorhomes. It was just like an X in the middle of the country. And I would come from the Minnesota-Iowa border to go to Florida. I'd come from Indiana to go to the West Coast. I could spend the first night at home on every trip. So I looked for, and I bought a house in Alton. I always liked Alton. After I sold my home in Alabama, the company I worked for went bankrupt about a month later. So I bought the ASPCA's book about every breed of dog, and I read about every one. The two best to be therapy dogs were the Golden Retriever and the Bearded Collie. Right there. They both shed once a year. In this area, the Beardie sheds in February. The Golden sheds from January 1st until December 31st. My next move was to call a Bearded Collie rescue person in Chicago. She told me that she would put me on the waiting list, but it would be at least a year before I would get one. Then she told me that she'd heard that the Beardie rescue man in Detroit had a line on some. So I called this man, and he said if things worked out, that he would see about getting me a Beardie. About a week later, I got a call from him telling me that he had a 2-year-old male that was in Kansas City, and if I wanted him, I could have him. So when I got to Kansas City, I discovered that my Beardie had been in a Missouri puppy mill his whole life till that time. I was taken into a very large exercise room where they brought my new dog in and his sister, Bonnie. Now the boy, named Zeke, of all things, would stay in the farthest corner of the room from me. Now his sister, Bonnie, was also afraid of me, but she would come close enough to get a treat. So I fell in love with her instantly. Her face just radiated love. Well, the people who worked at this kennel got a leash on Zeke and gave him to me after they gave me a collar, a leash, a $130 kennel, and a month's supply of food. They sent us on our way. He had been neutered, had been to the vet hospital many times, had been fed for a month, the time he'd been there, to get some meat and muscle on him, and his weight went up to 28 pounds. For the rest of his life, he weighed between 55 and 60 pounds and didn't have an ounce of fat on him. That's the life he left when he came here. When we got to Alton, I renamed the dog Casey, because I got him in Kansas City, and I like that name much better than Zeke. Casey Housebroke himself, the first time he left a present on the carpet for me, and I hollered at him, took him and the present outside. I threw the present on the ground and said, "You do this out here." That was his one and only housebreaking. He never did that again. After that, if I was not at home, a couple times when he had diarrhea, he would go on the rug in front of the back door. That's when I started to realize that he was something special. Casey kept trying to escape for the next 15 weeks and then escape from my motorhome in Wood River without me knowing it. When I came back from the store, someone came up to me and said, "I saw your dog get out of your motorhome while you were getting out. He ran across 111, got hit by a car, and took off running with his left front leg up." During the next 16 days, I had more than 500 flyers out. The Alton Telegraph reported on his condition. Our local radio station did reports on him. State troopers were passing out flyers in subdivisions. I'm gonna get some tears. And the Bearded Collie Club had reports on their website, and their chat room was alive from all over the world with people talking about and wanting more information about Casey's situation. On the 16th day, Casey was caught in a live trap lent to me by one of the three dog catchers who spent so very much of their own time trying to help me. Kind of renewed my faith in humanity. I was told that it would be about 2 weeks. Oh, when we got him in the live trap, and I took him to three veterinarians, and they all agreed that the leg and shoulder had to be removed. And I was told that it would be about 2 weeks before he would be able to go up and down steps. But when we got home, he went up the steps faster than I ever could. He just refused to be an invalid, and he never was until the last few months of his life, when the joints of his only front leg would come apart and he would fall in his face when he walked. Amazingly, that did not happen when he ran. After Casey's amputation, he never tried to escape again, and he was never afraid of humans again. 6 months later, he passed a very difficult test to become a therapy dog in the Therapy Dog International. And his short life, he visited over 100,000 people in nursing homes. Sorry. He went to children's libraries where the children would improve their reading skills by reading to him. And he helped do dog bite prevention classes for second graders. He was picked up by a rock and roll group, and he'd appear on stage with them at rock concerts. The name of the group was Three-Legged Dog. Then the board members of the Missouri Alliance for Animal Legislation voted on which one of 75 Missouri puppy mill rescues would be honored in 2008. Casey got every vote. Casey was in the Jerseyville Pet Parade 1 year. The females were voted on first by the three judges, and they had to have three votes before they could agree on a winner. Next came the males, and on the first vote, Casey got every vote and was named the Canine King of Jersey County. That's the way his whole life went. The Lutheran Church on Milton Road purchased all new hymnals, and since I had a van with the rear seats removed, someone volunteered me to deliver the hymnals to nursing homes, even though I'd never been in that church. After making a therapy dog visit one morning, we went to the church and they loaded the van until I thought the rear bumper would drag on the street, and we started heading for nursing homes. The first nursing home we visited was one that Casey visited, and he was very upset when he was not allowed to make his visit. Rosewood was the second one, and that's a big nursing home. And we also made therapy dog visits there. I only had one box of books to deliver, so I let Casey walk in with me off leash. He would stick with me like this one would. When leaving, Casey went through the first set of doors with me, but he would not go out of the second set of doors and leave the building because he had not done his job making his visits. Many of the people we visited had pets their whole life until they went into a nursing home. And the therapy dog visits were the highlight and the happiest time of their month. To get Casey to leave the building, I had to go out to my van, get his leash, and drag him across the parking lot, his butt skidding on the pavement. Then I had to pick him up and put him in the van. He would not get in. He was that dedicated to his work of helping others. When I came here to see if this church could be the one I was looking for, I was 100% sold on the fact when I read about the principles of this church and saw that they were exactly the same ones that Casey was living. 3 days before I lost Casey on March 20th, 2012, he made a visit to the retired nuns in the infirmary of the Ursuline Convent. I had to pull up on his leash to keep his one front leg from collapsing and him falling on his face on the floor, and no one noticed. He was that good an actor. He was in agony. He was such a dedicated trooper. Maybe he was a Catholic. On March the 18th, 2012, 2 days before I lost Casey, I got a call from an animal communicator in Cincinnati, kind of like this troop you just talked about. And he worked with Casey for his last 4 years. He told me that of all the animals, the thousands of dogs he had worked with, he had come across only one that had intelligence as high as Casey's. If he thought he surprised me, he failed miserably, believe me. I knew it. When I lost Casey on Monday, I had much sadness, but just as much gratitude for the changes he brought into my life by his example. After Casey passed away, I received over 500 cards, letters, and emails from around the world. Shortly after that, I got a call from a dog club in California, and they asked if it would be okay if they took up a collection for a memorial for Casey. I considered that, and 2.5 seconds later, they got their answer. It was yes. Then they asked for a picture of Casey for the one page of the 2 pages they bought, then informed me that I would need to write his life story for the second page. Fat chance. That would be the smallest print in the history of the world. Most of us were told when we were young that they are only dumb animals. I think we would do very well if we paid more attention to these dumb animals It just might help us to make this a much better world. Now I would like to read the magazine article that Casey wrote a few months after he passed away. It says, "My name is Casey, but I'm called Casey the Wonder Dog. I was born in a Missouri puppy mill where I was abused and starved for 2 years before the Bearded Collie Club of America rescued me and my sister Bonnie. When my new dad stopped for gas for the 250-mile trip to my new home in Alton, Illinois, the attendants at the station started to clean the pumps with a pressure washer. I went wild and tried to cross a busy highway. In the puppy mill, they cleaned our cages with pressure washers with us in them, and it terrified me. I spent the next 3 months trying to escape because I did not want to be near humans. My dad treated me well, but he was a human. When I finally did escape, I ran across a highway and was hit by a car. I ran into the woods using only 3 legs and was in a lot of pain. Many people were looking for me, but if they got close, I was gone. 16 days later, I was caught in a live trap. Dad found me and took me to 3 veterinarians. Dr. Pope had to amputate my left front leg and shoulder. Still, I liked him. Since many humans did so much to help me, I decided maybe some of them were really good, so I stopped trying to escape. 8 months later, I passed the test to be a therapy dog. It was actually 6 months. I passed the therapy dog test and became a TDI therapy dog. Since that time, I have visited more than 100,000 people in nursing homes, worked on reading programs at children's libraries, and helped with dog bite prevention presentation for second graders. I also became the mascot and poster boy for the rock group Three-Legged Dog and appeared on stage with them at rock concerts. Board of Directors to Missouri Alliance picked me as to be their honored dog. Then I was entered in the Jerseyville Pet Parade and was chosen as Canine King of Jersey County. I really loved doing my work. It made my life meaningful. While I was physically able, I visited 21 facilities every month. My front leg became too painful, and I only visited where people came to see me instead of my walking from room to room. My last visit was at the infirmary at the convent. And he pulled up on my leash and so forth. No one had any idea that I was in so much pain. My dog sitter was on that last visit, and when we were leaving, she asked Dad why he thought I was in bad shape, as I seemed just fine to her. What an actor he was. That visit was on Friday, March 17, 2012. I've enjoyed many things during my life, and the thing I enjoyed most was playing mind games with humans because I always won. And that is the truth, strange as it is. I have no idea why so many humans do not understand that we are smarter than they are. Maybe someday they will catch up. I hope so. On Monday, March 20th, 3 days after our visit to the convent, I went to the Rainbow Bridge where I'm waiting for Dad. When he gets here, everything will be perfect. I send my love and thanks to all those who made my life so wonderful. And I want to say thank you so very much for listening to my time telling my favorite story. And that's all from me.